Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center and a member of the Swine Innovation Pork Coordinated African Swine Fever Research Working Group. First of all, what is the latest status on African swine fever from a global perspective? What key regions are infected at this point and to what degree? And what regions remain free of the infection?
Sure, Bruce. It's good to be with you. For African swine fever, the virus continues to circulate, continues to move. It has been causing outbreaks in the islands and the countries of Southeast Asia. There have been new outbreaks confirmed, for example, in Indonesia, in Bhutan, in Thailand, in the Philippines. So that is a hot spot area. There are new outbreaks that have been found in Italy as well, and those have been happening in wild boars. So I'm not aware of any infections in commercial production in Italy being reported, but they're finding more and more wild boars in the country that are positive. And then, of course, everyone is interested in the Central America and Haiti and the Dominican Republic. And there's continued progress in the Dominican Republic. We'll give them credit for working on that. There are less now reported new infections than have been previous, but there's still a long ways to go. And especially in the Dominican Republic and especially in Haiti. Haiti has other issues besides African swine fever that they have to deal with, that country has to deal with. And so the prospects of African swine fever coming off of that island, getting off of the island of Hispaniola for good, and not having infection there is probably not very optimistic. But the effort is to keep that virus on the island and make sure that we do everything we can do to isolate it and to not let it spread to either other islands or Central or South America. And certainly that's the highest risk, and that's the thing that we're focused on right now.
What are the priorities at this point for North America and why, and what is happening in response to those priorities?
Priorities all center around prevention, preparedness, and response. Those are the three areas that we have to look at and we have to be aware of and work on. Primary is prevention, of course, and that means all things that could open a window for African swine fever to get into North America. The USDA and Customs and Border Protection are working on the on protecting our borders. Some good news is that we've just got a report from Customs and Border Protection about their new reporting of metrics of their activities. One of the things that we asked of them in 2018 when the virus first got into China was how they could help us to spread their good news about their good work and keeping that virus out of the country, because this isn't a sprint. This is a long-term marathon. And one of the interests is to be able to track Customs and Border Protection activities such that there isn't African swine fever fatigue that happens. And making sure that there's continued activity. CBP has reported that they're starting to put those metrics on their website now, and that's an improvement. And they're also going to be enhancing the metrics that they have on the website and improving that reporting within the next probably few weeks, is the way I understand it. So it's all about prevention, and USDA and Customs and Border Protection for the U.S., of course, are front and center on that line to keep ASF out of the country. For producers, the issue is to make sure that there is no virus that gets through that line at the border that could get onto their farms. And that means that if there is a virus that may get through the border, that it doesn't contact their pigs. And that means biosecurity and paying attention to all things biosecurity that may have international contacts.
In terms of ASF research, what are the priorities at this point and why?
Yeah, one of the biggest priorities for ASF research is vaccine, of course. There's a lot of interest and a lot of activity going on around the world in ASF vaccine. USDA just reported that there has been further testing of the prototype vaccine that they have been testing in Vietnam in conjunction with a commercial company there. And it on their test, there has been no reversion of the vaccine virus to wild type virus and causing infections. So that's a good thing. And that's another progress. That's an important progress that's been made. So that's a very important safety test. There's still a lot of work to be done. And there needs to be work in the ability to differentiate vaccine antibodies from wild type antibodies. We want to make sure that if a pig has come into contact with a wild type, that we can tell that from a pig that may have been vaccinated. That's an important distinction and one that needs further work. But USDA is working on that, and they're working to try to make progress. And so I think we're taking steps to go toward a commercialized vaccine in the at least foreseeable future. I don't know what that timeline would be, but now it looks like we can start to see on the horizon the opportunity for vaccines, at least, which at the beginning of this outbreak in 2018 in China, there was no such optimistic look. So that's a positive thing.
How would the introduction and use of an effective vaccine potentially change the equation?
Yeah. Vaccination, it would be an issue of response. For the U.S. right now, there would be no plan to try to preemptively vaccinate animals to prevent ASF from becoming an endemic or becoming an infection in the U.S. With the issues with the vaccine and the recognition of the vaccinated pigs by the OIE and international markets, and the inability to tell vaccinated pigs from pigs that have come into contact with wild virus, there can't be any plans for trying to use vaccine as a prevention effort to keep ASF out of the country. There is a possibility that at some point there may be the vaccine may be able to maybe have to be used in order to respond, but also right now that's farther down the road, at least for the U.S. And there's not not planning at this point for the use of vaccine in the U.S. However, saying all that, you've got to recognize that vaccine can be an important tool for use in countries like Vietnam or others that have endemic ASF that need to try to control the infections and need to try to conserve protein source. I mean, need to try to conserve that meat that would come from animals that would have otherwise died of African swine fever. So that's an important goal and one that vaccine's going to help with.
You touched on this previously. What do producers need to be focusing on in all of this?
Yeah, in all of this, Bruce, with producers and with their veterinarians, the real issue here is to make sure that anything that would get through the border that may come into the country doesn't get to your pigs. If ASF does happen to get through the USDA and Customs and Border Protection fence around the country and protection around the country, if it happens to get through there, it isn't going to make an infection unless it gets into a pig. And so that's really the issue for producers. For example, we haven't had foot and mouth disease since 1929 in the United States. And the chances are that FMD has at some point gotten into the United States, but hasn't caused an infection. That's all about biosecurity. ASF not causing an infection is all about biosecurity. And producers are the last brick in the wall to keep that infection out of the country, out of North America. So, for example, it's not just having international visitors on your farm, but thinking about all of the types of different international contacts that your workers may have, that your suppliers, your service people may have, and all of the biosecurity issues around those contacts and preventing anything that may be sourced through those contacts getting to the pigs. So I encourage everybody to have that discussion with their veterinarian, have that discussion with their feed supplier. For example, another example is their feed supplier, because we know that ASF can be transmitted through feed, and look at those types of international contacts that may be going on your farm.
And is there anything you would like to add?
You know, I think that, Bruce, the one important thing to add here is the progress that's been made since 2018, when the virus got into China. And we talked to USDA about prevention, about preparedness, and about response. There has been a lot of progress that's made, both in diagnostics, in preparation, in response, in planning for responding, in planning for prevention of infection into the U.S. There's been an awful lot of progress that's been made. It's taken a lot of collaboration between industry, state, federal, and industry cooperation. And I think we can't let that go by without underscoring the importance of that effort and the progress that we've made in that area.
And you touched on cooperation among different agencies. What are we seeing in terms of international cooperation?
That's a good point. International cooperation, of course, is extremely important, especially with the African swine fever being in the Caribbean. So that international cooperation has to come between Canada, the U.S., and Mexico, especially. That tripartite cooperation is extremely important in making sure that we're all on the same page as far as prevention and response. I know Canada and the U.S. have looked at different zoning requirements for each country and coordinated on zoning, coordinated on response and diagnostics and preparedness. I think that international cooperation, we have to look at the whole of North America. We have to look at the whole of Central and South America with international cooperation, because the idea of keeping this virus out of the Americas, it needs to be central for all of the countries that we have in this hemisphere.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bruce. It's been good to visit with you.
Our guest has been Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center and a member of the Swine Innovation Pork Coordinated African Swine Fever Research Working Group. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.